At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Listen to all these birds. Someone sent me something yesterday, a neat little quote, a meme, something like, you know, these birds don't wait for another bird to go, and they don't compare their noise to the other bird, or, you know, wonder who's listening to them, or go louder so you, you know. The birds sing what is in them to sing when they're called to sing it. Pretty cool. Pretty, pretty cool. Oh, I have a friend who's looking to let go of an addiction. I have a friend looking to let go of some resentment, and there's these things that kind of gnaw away at us, right? And they tend to come to the forefront after a while. Good morning, neighbor. So I was thinking about what, you know, in my opinion, you know, we're all addicts. Whether it's just being addicted to power. But really, though, you know, how do we let go of these things? How do we let go of these things? You grab onto something else. It's like the more you focus on not doing something, you're still focusing on it. I think it's about grabbing onto something else. Something that feels so good, there might not be room for resentment or other things. I've learned about forgiveness. I've experienced forgiveness, and it's magical. Do you have to forgive to get happy? I don't think so. I think you have to get happy to get happy. I will say, I think the view changes as your vibration rises and you feel better and better and better. The view changes. And it feels better and better to, say, let go of expectations. And when we grab onto something else, and we've let go of the old ways, in that moment where we've grabbed onto something else, we have an entirely new life. Last night, I had an entirely new life. After class, we went for ice cream. I didn't even have to pay for my ice cream. A wonderful dancing angel made sure everyone ordered from the same window and paid for everyone's ice cream. I had a new life. I was out being treated for ice cream in my favorite town, and I live there, and all these people, we just all danced together in my old middle school cafeteria. And we're all totally different. And we all love each other. And we're just strangers that came together. Just birds of a feather. So you get to decide what you're grabbing onto. And you can have a whole new life. Any moment you want. Focusing can be really hard, though. You know, if you have a really big addiction that's really loud all the time, it's really hard to use your focus. If you've been addicted to feeling the same thing and looking at something the same way, it's really hard to let it go. When I was at one of my lowest points, I had pretty much ended up, I had taken the path that I hear many agoraphobes take. I went from just being at home to then kind of being like shut up in my home. And then I went to my bedroom and I was really pretty much in a dark bedroom with the door closed in my apartment, all closed up. All closed up is right. I knew I was experiencing a dark night of the soul. I knew this was some sort of death. I didn't know what to do, but there I was in the darkness, in the literal darkness. What happened was, I watched a documentary in my bedroom. And I mean, the documentary is nothing new. It's no new information in there. In fact, had familiar people to me in it. The documentary is great. It's probably still on Netflix. It's called Heal. When I watched it, it felt like a little glimmer of hope. It felt like a little light. If you can imagine yourself being in complete darkness, and then you see a pinhole of light. That's what that doc... I watched the documentary, and it... It moved something in me. It spoke to me. It was a pinhole of light. And I wouldn't have recognized the pinhole of light if I hadn't been in the darkness. I had given up. So, the pinhole of light. And since I was desperate and in the darkness and it had been a while and I knew this was something, I said, okay, I'm focusing on the light. I'm focusing on the light. I told Will, hey, I know this is crazy, but I'm not going to consume anything but this documentary. I'm not going to listen to any other, any music or any TV shows or movies. Please do what you want, but I have these headphones, these earbuds, these, no, not earbuds, just foam plugs. I'll put earplugs on and blinders on so I don't see and hear whatever it is that you want to consume. But I need to only consume this right now. I watched that documentary maybe a week. That's it, nothing else. It wasn't on a loop, but whenever I wanted to consume something, I consumed that. And I'll talk about the moment of surrender another time, but it led me to surrender. And I did, and I felt it immediately, and my life changed in that instant. So you gotta want it. I was in the darkness, and I wanted the light. And I was like, all right, F this. I don't care what anybody thinks. I don't care actually about anything else. But the light, and I'm focusing on the light, and I'm letting the people around me know what I'm doing, because this is what I'm doing, because that's what I want, and I want it. So if you want to let go of resentment, you'll do it. If you're done doing drugs, you'll be done doing drugs. You have to want it. And if you don't want it, then don't bother yourself with it right now. Do something else. Do something else. If you want it... I want forgiveness. I want it. So I seek it. I have had multiple times in my life where I've thought, oh, hey, is there anybody here I haven't forgiven? Do I need to tell someone? Hey, I love you. All is forgiven. Hey, there was never anything to forgive for. That we all just got it twisted. I want forgiveness. I want to let go. So because I want it, I go after it. I get it. Yeah, it can be tough. Yeah, it's really hard to use your focus and all of that stuff. But, you know, yeah, sometimes happiness is just easier than forgiveness. Just go for something else. Find the light and just go towards it. Everything else will fall into place. it might seem selfish. I assure you it is not. If we are all one, how can anything be selfish? If you find that light within you, it's there and it's shining, and you dust it off and you charge it up. And then there you go. There's your contribution. That's being the best mom, dad, parent, brother, sister, father. Best thing you can do for anybody else is feel good and shine your light. Since we are, I brought up addiction. I saw this really neat, I don't remember the name of the study, so maybe I'll look it up and have more information. If you can't find it, let me know. But they did this study with rats, and they put the rats in the cage, and they gave them regular water to drink and water laced with drugs. And they ended up drug addicts and went for the drugged water and killed themselves with it. And one scientist said, well, wait a minute, you're not giving them anything else to do. And so they set up, the problem's not with the drugs, the problem's with the cage. So they made a different cage. All these fun things to do, these toys, creative things, challenges, beauty, friends. The rats chose the healthy water and chose to live and chose to have fun. Isn't that wild? They wanted a life of connection and curiosity and creativity. More than the drugs. Problem's not with the drugs, it's with the cage. If you're in a box with nothing to do, drugs sound great. Grab onto something else, right? Go climb, skip, jump, run, be silly. Nibble on something. I thought that was pretty cool. And I can relate to that. Wanting life, wanting more of life came as a surprise to me. When I was younger, I thought, ugh, like I'm not living past 75. I'm already exhausted. I don't want to live past 70. Forget it. Like, ugh. That has now turned into, you know, I'm going to live until I'm 108 and I'm, you know, I have a whole plan already. I want to live. Because I'm creating a life that I enjoy more. And that's my hope for you. I want you to grab onto things and focus on things that make you feel light and bright and free and easy. You know, if you're reaching for the addiction stuff, think about it. Is it the cage? Do I need to change my cage? Am I just bored in my cage? Is my cage just dull? Do I just not have enough fun things and friends in this cage to do? I say it a lot to myself when I'm reaching for things to shove in my mouth. Amanda, is your soul hungry? Is it your body that's hungry? Or is your soul hungry? Right? Our souls are hungry. We gotta feed them. There's so much more to say. Okay. I'll leave you with this thought, and then I'm going to tell you about last night's the class and the rocks, and then I'm going to go. Because I got to talk about the rocks, because I do. But first, I just wanted to say, if you were watching a movie and you're like, oh, I can't stand this movie. Oh, this movie. I don't like this movie. This movie doesn't feel good, doesn't look good. I don't like it. I don't want to do this. I don't like this movie. Change the movie. You get to decide what you put in the projector. Change the movie. or get up and leave the theater. See what else is out there to grab onto, okay? If you find yourself not liking the people, the places, the things, change them. Change the movie. You don't even have to change the people, places, and the things. You can change the movie in your head that you're playing about them. So that's the challenge for today, okay? Is to just grab on to something better. Focus on the light. Change the movie. If you don't like it, play a different movie in your head. Okay, now I'm going to tell you about the rocks. So, if you know me, you know I love rocks. I love rocks. Oh my gosh. And like Will and our friend, you know, we've moved a few times and our friend has helped us move multiple times. He's moved my rocks multiple times. So now I'm known because friends have carried my heavy rocks around Southern Maine for me. And I appreciate it. When we moved back here, I can hear that woodpecker. New drum beat. The woodpecker was doing this yesterday while I was gathering the rocks that I'm going to tell you about. It was such a great sign. New drum beat, new drum beat. This is good. This is good. Thank you, woodpecker. When I moved here just recently, I finally feel home. I have a home. I feel at home. I love my town. This is a big gift I gave myself. To go where I want to go. And mind you, I didn't care where I'd land. I just knew where I wanted to go. I didn't know where I'd be staying or where I'd be working or how this was working. I didn't know. But I knew where I wanted to go. So I came here and now I'm home. And because I'm home, I let a lot of my rocks outside. Most of them were indoor rocks for most of their lives. Maybe not most of their lives, but their time with me. A lot of my rocks are just sacred and I've kept them inside. So slowly, I've let a lot of my rocks outside. It's nerve-wracking, right? Like letting your cat outside for the first time. So I come over every now and again, and I make sure they haven't, like, gone off into the mulch. And, you know, I get and sometimes put them in little piles. And, well, you belong over here, and you belong over there. And sometimes I bring more out and add to the piles. And I wanted to give something to my students last night. It was our last class. The session before this, there were a few people that came to every single class. And I was like, wow, that is so cool. And I gave them each a little beach towel just as a thank you so much. In this class, I thought I was going to do the same thing. A lot of people actually came to all the classes. And then I'm like, you know what? No, everyone's getting something this time. It's my last class through adult ed right now. We're breaking for summer at least. So I thought, am I going to buy something for everyone? Nah, that doesn't feel good. I'll make something. That feels better. What am I going to make? And I didn't know what I was going to make, but I'm crafty and creative, so I was going to make something. Yesterday, I'm outside, and I looked at the rocks. I made a pile the other day of these rocks. I was just going through the rocks, you know, and I was just collecting all of these rocks saying, well, you all go together. Wait a minute. You go together and you go together. So I went down the kind of rock garden, I guess we're calling it now, and collected all these rocks that certainly went together. Do I know why they went together? No. Well, do I now? Yes. Did I know then? No. But I gathered them all up and I made a pile. Yesterday I saw the pile and I said, oh, duh, I'm supposed to let them each pick their rock. These are the rocks from my class. That's what it is. I'll bring these rocks to class, infuse them with the class energy. I won't tell the class what's happening, but the vibrations of class, the juju will be inside of these rocks. It will be there, the rocks will be there the whole time, and then at the end of class, everyone can choose their rock. Put a thought in it, put a wish in it, whatever. So I'm like, ooh, this is perfect. So I take them, they're beneath the lilacs on slate, and I take them and I gave them a wash in Finn's kiddie pool, in his little plastic pink kiddie pool, in that crystal rainwater, and I washed them. And then I put the rocks on the bistro table. It was my dad's bistro table. And it's usually where I sit to do the podcast. If I'm ever sitting down doing the podcast, that's where I'm at. And there's a, I believe, a Kuan Yin statue on the bistro table. So I put the rocks there to dry in the sun. And then I got a little shoebox. It says keen. I was like, oh, this is a keen idea. So this is definitely the little shoebox I should use. Finn's little keen shoebox. And I lined it with it's an old receiving blanket. And put the rocks in after they were dry. I took them to class. I set them back. There's a routine that we do. It's called whip that cream. And we whip some cream. You know, whether we're throwing speed bag punches using both of our beaters, or we're just acting like we're whisking something in a bowl with one hand or the other hand. However you want, you whip that cream. And sometimes we even have whipped cream fights. It's pretty fun. Sometimes we try to fill the room with whipped cream, with good energy. So the kids come in for breakfast and go, wow, what happened in this room? It feels so good in here. So during the whipped cream, we whipped up all this cream. And at the end, I said, hey, everybody, turn around and throw all your whipped cream back towards the back of the room. That's where the rocks were sitting on the table. And I said, I'll tell you why later. So after class, I went and I got the rocks. And I said, hey, remember when we threw the whipped cream? This is where we were throwing it. We threw all of our energy, all that good juju. And I told them the story of when I was at a really low point in my younger years, and I went to a program. First, I checked myself into a hospital, and I was like, this is not for me. This is not what I need. And thankfully, someone guided me to some wonderful program. It was probably a couple weeks, a day program, where I went and, like, learned to get through the day. Just that's it. How to get through a day. So I brushed up on how to get through a day with some other people doing the same thing. And when I left, they had a little graduation ceremony kind of thing. And there was a pile of rocks on a bookshelf, and you got to pick a rock. And then we passed it around, and everyone would put well wishes in there for you. And I still have mine. I picked one that looked like a foot. I really liked it. I still do. That rock does not live outside. You crazy. I'll take a picture of it for today's cover art. I already did. Because, well, when the stones from class last night, when they were drying, I went to go find mine. I'm like, I still have mine, right? And it's inside. So I held it and I did take a picture. So I'll use that as the cover art today. The stone from that program I went to with all those well wishes. So that was kind of the inspiration. I told them that story and passed the box of rocks around, and everyone seemed to enjoy it. And I took a peek and I saw someone got my, oh, that was my favorite one in that pile. And oh, and someone said that, you know, this one reminded them of their husband, and one looked like a heart or a kidney to the nurse. And right, pretty awesome to see what everybody picked, and it feels so good. And I told them, well, I don't know if they all heard this, but they'll hear it now if they're listening. In this process, I realized those rocks did originally go together. They came to me all at once from my mom. She gave me this really nice, oversized, long stone incense burner, and all the rocks were on that long boat-shaped, right, pea pod-shaped, and it was oversized, which is the correct size. So many of my incense burners, they're not long enough, they're not big enough, they're not round enough, they're not wide enough, like, ugh. So of course my mom found the perfect one, nice and big, and it had all these rocks to collect the ash. After she died, it broke. I was so bummed out, I kept it all, like, in a paper bag for a while. And eventually I let go, but I kept the rocks and I added them to my collection, and I kind of forgot about them. And then here I am at home, finally. Feel safe enough to let my precious rocks outside. Give myself the gift of just being with them and realized, oh,
All of these go together. I don't know why I'm supposed to make this pile, but I will. And then I knew I wasn't just supposed to go to Rennie's and buy 12 of something and just, there you go. I was going to make something. It was going to be special. It was going to mean something. It's going to be magic. It's going to be a touchstone. It felt very sacred. Washing them in Finn's pool water. Drying them on the bistro under the gods. Throwing imaginary whipped cream on them. And sending them off to their next adventure. And now, let us go off to our next adventure. I'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for being here. I love you.